Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey listeners, welcome back to Lather Talk. I'm here with my co-host Gerard, and we are talking the Lather Talk Awards. Cue fake applause. Yes. Today's episode is going to be a little bit more produced. If you check out the YouTube version, I'm going to try my best and at least kind of add some pictures of the products and the artisans and the brands that are getting awarded. Maybe I'll mock up how the Lather Talk Award looks like. Gerard, I believe, actually, would you like to share what are we, affectionately calling this award?
Oh, did we go with it? Are we going with the Hoggies?
Yes, the Hoggies.
The Hoggies.
The first annual Hoggies of the Lather Talk Awards. I don't know how this works. I don't watch award shows. So anyway, yeah, we're going to be dishing out some Hoggies. It's a little different than, I guess, other award shows in that both me and Gerard will be, we'll have our winners of this past year of 2021. And I'm quite excited to share my picks. How about you, Gerard?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably should preface this that, we don't have an official system of eliminating people and having nominees or anything like that. This is very rudimentary. So, should this happen again, next year or whenever, maybe things will change up by then.
Yes, it's very, very subjective. And it's, obviously limited to the pool of shaving gear that each of us have tried. That's why we have, we don't have a unified list. We have, it's our picks. It's our best of picks of 2021. It's subjective, and I don't know. It's a way at least to highlight, right, some of the favorite things I've used this past year.
I might throw in some honorable mentions.
Yes,
in by all means. Well, just not to step on any toes. And plus, just using a lot of stuff. Everyone that has any credit, due to them should get a shout out. So.
Totally. And that's really what it is. We are accentuating the positive and just, shining a light on some of the favorite stuff we use this year. So shall we just get right into it, Gerard?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So first category, razor, just any razor. It's not specifically a DE straight razor. It's just any old razor. Would you like to give us your choice first?
Choices. I've used a lot of razors this year. I think we're in 2021. I got into some of the single edges, both vintage. Actually, I got into all of them. I got into vintage. I got into AC blades, and then I got into injectors. I tried a few injectors as well. Tried many DEs, and so honorable mentions. I got a chance to try my first Wolfman, the WR1 0.61 blade gap. And that's a great razor, great efficiency, great blade feel, not too harsh at all. And that was really, really good. I got a chance to try, I have a supply injector single edge razor as well. Mm. They've been doing good work, being on Shark Tank. They've been around for a while. They're not particularly new or anything like that. But, it's a very, very good razor. But as far as my razor of the year or razor of 2021, it has to go to the one we've been talking about every chance we got. It's going to be the Blackland Blackbird Titanium. Mm. What can I say? We had Shane on. twice last year, and we were talking with him about that. We're talking with him about, you know, future projects in the era, but that razor was just so good. Really efficient, just sweet spot, you know, as far as blade feel. Never felt like, you know, dangerous. It didn't feel like I would, you know, be slicing myself up, and I never did. And that's my razor of 2021.
This might be the only category where this happens. So as Gerard mentioned, I mean, that's my choice as well. That is what I've been affectionately calling my goat razor. And honestly, I feel like we've been talking about it so long. I was like, surely we had first tried it at like the end of 2020 or something. But actually, it was January 2021 when I looked back when I first started using it. So it's like it just makes it in. But it certainly made a splash. That was the first Blackland razor I ever used too at that. So, I love that titanium Blackbird. My honorary mention, though, it goes on the opposite end of the calendar. Just at the end, at the end of the year in December, I tried my new favorite vintage razor. You had mentioned to me it a few times over the past year, and in general, there's great chatter about it. And I finally got to borrowing one. That's the Gillette English flat bottom tech. Yeah, the English flat bottom tech.
Yeah.
That thing, it's awesome, man.
it's so hilarious good. Because there are, you know, there's the Triangle Tech, which I believe is a pre-World War II model. Excuse me. And they look very similar, right? Mm-hmm. But just that flat bottom, you know, on the base plate, it's just weird how, you know, it just affects the razor clamping, the blade clamping. And it just slightly alters it, and it's noticeable. It's crazy. It's really good. It's so good.
Right. And the most notable factor is the efficiency, I would say, because the Gillette Techs in general, whatever the model, are very smooth shavers, not a whole lot of blade feel. But what really stood out for the flat bottom tech is that how it just ups the efficiency just a bit into the sweet spot for me. So I do want to give honorary mention to that one. But yeah, the Hagi, it's a unified Hagi, goes to Blackland Razors for the Blackbird Titanium. So congratulations.
Oink, oink, baby.
Next up, since we're talking about hardware, let's talk about the best brush of 2021.
So I guess I have a couple. Well, I don't want to say maybe a couple, but honorable mention for me is going to go to a synthetic knot that was released in the later half. I ended up, you know, using it pretty much in November and December. But it's the AP Shave Co. G5C synthetic knot. And for those of you who are into the synthetics, definitely the G5C, along with its predecessor, the 2-bed, they were the most badger-looking knots out there for people who kind of liked, at least they very much look, you know, like 2-band fan badger knots.
Hmm.
But performance-wise, it's very good. I don't want to say... I think a lot of people, you know, want to say, oh, it's just like a badger. Not really. It doesn't, you know... There's some things that it just won't do compared to a badger. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't absorb kind of some of the water. You know, it doesn't, like, bloom up, you know, and, you know, like a badger does. But it's really good. It's very, very good. And so I have a 26 and a 28 millimeter... I haven't set the 28 millimeter yet. Probably be doing so. You know, I'll just pick up a handle sometime and get on it. But I know I'm going to like it already. So that's the honorable mention for sure. The reason I say, as far as like, it's kind of easy for me, you know, with what's what this year. It's because it's the only real, I guess, one that I've found or that I've used in terms of premium brushes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the Declaration Grooming B13. Okay. Yeah, so it was very, very good. I do have a B14 in order, but like everything else, I don't have a handle yet. So once I get that in, I'll get that in. I know that there have been other really good brush makers out there, you know, pulling out stuff, but and it's nothing against them, you know. I just don't have the time to like get everything and try everything, you know, and stuff like that. So yeah, B13, it's, as far as like compared to other batches, it's very, very soft. I would say the hairs are almost a little, I don't want to say thin, but it's a very like mellow brush, like a type of hair, at least as far as the batches go. Not scrunchy at all, just very pleasant to use. When it's lofted, the backbone's like, you know, probably on the lighter side as compared to some of the others. Mm. But it's great. Really, really good. Really enjoyed it. So yeah, that's my brush.
Nice. You know, I don't think I tried a whole lot of brushes this past year. And so when I was thinking about it, there weren't too many to choose from either. But the one that stands out, like really stands out, and I feel like it's been getting a lot of love within the wet shaving community, and that's from Wald Shaving, specifically the J2 knot. This one was on loan from my buddy Ben over at House of Mammoth, friend of the show. But he lent me that one, and I was just super impressed by it. It is an expensive brush, though, and part of it, you were kind of getting at this, to try all the different hand tied options or luxury brushes. You know, it's within some people's means, and that's not necessarily the case for me right now. So yeah, I borrow stuff when I can, but that Wald, you know, I highly recommend giving it a try. They're hard to get, though, so there is definitely a scarcity.
It's a drop system, correct?
Yeah, it is. It is a drop system.
Or unannounced drop system. Mm-hmm.
So they're hard to get. Wald, Gerard, do you remember, is Wald based out of Germany?
I want to say yes. I'm sure that like within 2 seconds of this dropping, people will tell us no or yes.
People
or no,
are yelling. People are yelling at their phones or computers right now. But anyway,
I will respectfully pass on the assumption then.
Okay.
It is an earth based artisan.
Is earth based? I feel strong that's European, and I want to say German, but I'm not 100% sure. But also, you know, very nice guy in charge of Wald Shaving. So, yeah, check out his brushes. He's got some unique shapes as well. The one I tried, I thought it looked kind of like really out there, but it was very comfortable in hand, like ergonomic. I'm blanking on the shape right now, but it looks kind of like a UFO flying saucer kind of thing at the top of it. So after a quick look on the interwebs, I was able to confirm they are in Germany, and Gerard remembered correctly that the shape I'm talking about is the Nimbus. Yeah, so all sky-related, cloud-related?
Cloud-related. So are we gonna get the cumulus shape? Are we going to get...
Oh, that'd be... I mean, it's not bad. You know, those names, like, I like those. I kind of like that naming system. So anyway... Wald Shaving, specifically the J2 knot. Excellent.
Not getting enough drama, talking smack, or hooligan hijinks from your regular forums, social media, or Reddit? Well, the Lather Talk Discord is not for you. Sorry to disappoint. But if you're looking for a cool place to hang out with fellow traditional shaving degenerates, come on down to the Lather Talk Discord. Share your shave of the days, mail calls, or talk about your favorite hardware, software, and just about everything in between. Once again, that's Lather Talk Discord. Check out the link below.
All right, so for our next category, we're going to be talking about the best discovery of 2021. And this category is a bit looser. It's kind of a catch-all, just something that really stood out. It kind of gives us a workaround for something that didn't have to have come on the scene in 2021. It also might not be a typical shaving product. So this is my attempt at giving us an original category. I don't have such an exciting choice, though, because I went with a soap maker. It's a new-to-me soap maker, and that is, out of Canada, McDuff's Soap Company. I was really impressed with kind of their overall product. So the labels are very attractive. I think I've tried their V3 and V4 soap bases. Both are excellent, and they have such a great variety of scents, too. So they kind of encapsulate more, because we'll talk about scents and we'll talk about shave soap specifically, but the reason I went for best discovery is just as an overall product, I really like what they're doing. And in particular, I tried two of their scents. One is a birch root beer, and the other is lychee is a stone fruit. And lychee is a stone fruit, like, set off the Asian tingles, is what I like to say. It hit something to the core. It brought me to a boba tea shop with a lychee fruit tea. I think it was the spring or the summer too when I first tried it. So it kind of hit the right spot on the right day, and that memory kind of really just like has stuck with me for the rest of the year. So it's great scent. I'm not sure if that one's still in production, but you know. I gotta give the Hagi for best discovery to McDuff's. How about you, Gerard?
I would say during the summertime, you know, maybe put some drops of a Terrade from Barrister and Man into that. You know, get the cooling effect, or Frost Drops, or whatever. You know, Frost Drops is from Sterling. Whatever menthol, menthol. You know, cooling agent you want to do in there.
Yeah.
Then you know, just bring it back.
I will. You know. I'll have to do that.
So. You know, I haven't tried McDuff's. Now you've piqued my interest in terms of that.
Oh, I can send some over. Maybe that particular scent. Maybe it'll have a similar effect for you.
definitely. So mine is also a new to me product. I believe they've been around for a little bit longer. and it's the Hagi. My Hagi for the best discovery is going to go to. Thirsty Badger shaving bowls and other shaving goods.
Friend of the show.
Like that. Friend of the show.
Yes.
And so I'm going to say it right now. I don't bowl lather. Not typically. Right? Part of it is the simple reason that, like, a lot of the bowls out there, I feel like the diameter is not wide enough for me, you know, to have, like, some work area. I feel that some are too tall, so that, you know, maybe like my handle is going to like clingy clang against, like, you know, the rim of, you know, of the bowl, of the size of the bowls, stuff like that. I mean, Thirsty Badger's bowls like have none of those issues. They're low profile, very wide. Some of them have, like, you know, the, like a thumb accessory so that you can palm it very comfortably in your hand, and they're legit. They're artisan made. The pottery is done. They light them up in a kiln and they're just absolutely gorgeous. It's a really excellent product. It's an artisanal product, small batches. They don't come out that often. You know, and they're also up in Canada. You know, shout out to our Canadian friends up there, but they're gorgeous bowls. They're really, really nice. And it's like everything I want.
You should describe a little bit, just cause I'll ask you for a photo of it, but what was the theme or you got to describe to the audio listeners. What does your bowl from Thirsty Badger?
I'm just going to send the picture to you. Okay.
Yeah.
But, no, but let's, I mean, put it,
you'll have to describe it for the listeners.
So, if you want to be the best that ever was, to catch them may be your real test. But there are way too many of them. And, you know, I have searched throughout the land. searching far and wide for the best bowl in all of shavedom, the best bowl for me inside. And yeah, that would be, yeah, just to put it out, you know, if you haven't figured it out by now with that, then I will say, yeah, my bowl is, it's themed after Pokemon, and I affectionately call mine the Pokeball, because it has the little regular Pokeball symbol in the center. It is very nice, very immaculate. Like I said, I'll post the picture up.
Yep.
For John to use in there, and it's great. And so I will take credit that I suggested it in the first place. And I like other things that have, I think, come out this year, or, you know, in general, it will be, you know, I said it as more of a joke, and then was surprised when they actually did it. But yeah, you know, it's great. I love the bowl.
I think around the same time that you got the Pokeball, I got my first Thirsty Badger product as well. And similar to Gerard, I don't bowl lather much. I'm mostly a face lather. So when Jared over at Thirsty Badger listed brush soakers or slash coffee mugs, I saw this great one. I think I forget the name. It's an Archer character. For those of you who've watched the animated series Archer, it might have been Woodhouse or one of the popular side characters. So that kind of, you know, that made it a no-brainer for me. So yeah, excellent products. It's a drop system. I mean, I don't, they're kind of, they're small releases and
announced drops.
They are announced drops. Yes, thank you. They're announced drops, but they are kind of spread out. But if you see one and you even kind of remotely like it, I'd say pull the trigger.
Yeah, it's similar to the Chisel and Hound style, where he'll post all of the products that will be on a specific date, like maybe a week or two in advance. And then they go from there.
Yeah. And Jared is probably listening. So it's been a while since the last drop. So yeah, hopefully we see another one real soon before the spring hits, if possible. I don't know what facilities are accessible right now.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it, so look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
But if it's possible, we'd love to see another drop within the next or within the season. All right, so we got two more categories left, and they are connected in the software side of things. First one we're going to talk about is the best wet shaving scent of 2021.
So this was a great year for wet shaving, you know, a lot of original scents, and I'm going to lean towards those, not to dig, you know, and anyone else, but there's so many that I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Just off of the top of my head, Southern Witchcraft's Fougere Nemeta, Nemeta.
I've been saying Nemeta.
Nemeta, Nemeta.
I don't know.
You know, I think it's Nemeta.
Okay.
I don't know. But that, you know, really, really, you know, great scent. That was put together by Sean Mayer of Châtillon Luxe and Merrill Factive. They asked him to, you know, work on something that, you know, he wouldn't normally do. So, or that wouldn't fit into his thing. And he made that scent for them. And it's really, really nice. I'll also put out, as an honorable mention, Oaken Labs, mm-hmm. And Plain Air. Really, mm-hmm. really enjoy Plain Air. And it's really, really good. But as far as scents in wet shaving. You know, oh, another one that I do want to put out there, just because I kind of have a, like, the smallest finger in, you know, in it, was the collaboration between Declaration Grooming, House of Mammoth, and Noble Otter, Cerberus.
Oh, yep.
Excellent. Which was just, you know, like, really fantastic. And the reason I, you know, I have a little bit in there was that it was originally, the original scent it was based off of was the Sandalorian, which was a fragrance-only release by House of Mammoth. And I'm the one that named it, again, as a joke, you know, and whatnot. And, you know, we'll see what other things I joke about that just end up, like, actually happening, you know, and stuff like that. But it was really, you know, like, strong, in-your-face, you know, super sandalwood accord. And so Ben from House of Mammoth kind of tweaked it a bit. You know, I believe the phrase he used, he made it less weird, you know, as
less weird, more accessible, more accessible,
you know, more accessible. And yeah, and he tweaked the scent. And then, you know, with Scott and Cody from Declaration and Noble Otter, you know, they released Cerberus. So all of those really, you know, like, really excellent stuff like that. But one for me for this year is going to be from an oldie but a goodie. It's going to, the Hoggy, my Hoggy goes to Katie's Bubbles Retreat. And nice. It's so nice. It's so approachable. Like, it is one of those things, it is, any time of the year, it's fantastic. You know, you can put it on. It's really excellent. I know Chris, he developed it for a Facebook group. And, but he put it out there, like, for everyone, for anyone and everyone to be able to get. And it's super nice. And it is a sandalwood forward soap, but I mean, there are different types of sandalwoods out there. This is, I would say it's more mellow, you know, because Cerberus is also a sandalwood forward, you know, scent, but they are two very different scents in general. And it's not to, like, you know, put down anything, or it's just, I guess the way it's presented is just so nice. There's some florals, there's some, you know, like other, a bunch of other notes in there, but it's just one of those things that every time I've opened it and used it, I'm just like, this is so good. And so, yeah, my Hoggy for wet shaving scent of the year goes to Retreat from Katie's Bubbles.
That's a wonderful choice. Wonderful choice right there. That's what I tried just, I think, in December of 2021 as well. So I was a little bit late to the game, but I really like that one. All right, so let me share my choices. A few honorable mentions as well. House of Mammoth Sonder. That's one that has a special place in my heart, as a new version, a more refined version, came out this past year. There was no name change, but just to differentiate, it's V2. And the V1 was a scent that Ben had created by my request before House of Mammoth started, and it kind of came into the, you know, made its way into a major release, and then had a revised version. And I absolutely love what he did with it. It definitely it's a really direct way to see how far he's come as far as perfuming, fragrancing goes. And the way I quickly describe that is, it's this kind of a cologne-y, sweet lemon and creamy sandalwood. Not quite gourmand, but it does kind of tiptoe in that realm. But such a wonderful, especially a warm weather scent. And I think it's coming. It's not in production right now, but I think in the spring we'll see it come back. So I highly recommend people getting their nose on that. Yeah, fingers crossed. I think a lot, it's really likable. Maybe one of his most accessible scents. So unless you don't like lemon or sandalwood, I think you should give that a try. And other honorable mentions also, Barrel Proof, that's Zingari Man, made for Nate and Mel over at BBS.live. That was a wonderful, that's what like a quintessential fall scent would smell like to me. It's woody, it's a little bit boozy with a bourbon and some sweet vanilla in there. So good. But, you know, to cut to the chase, my main choice, it actually is from House Mammoth as well, and it is Embrace. I know that's one that Gerard actually really liked during the year, this past year as well, but it does this thing with the note of musk and plays with different musks. So it comes off a little fruity, like a subtle, not a super sweet fruit, but you get like notes of like, yeah, notes of fruits, notes of what else? It's like, it's not earthy. I don't know, but musk, it's approachable, but it's also, it is strong.
Yeah, I think Mammoth, or I'm sorry, I think when people think about musks in general, like, I think people get a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
And so they almost think of it as just like, oh, this is going to smell like BO or something.
Yeah.
And totally. It does not at all. And so I think, you know, I think for people, you know, the only reason I didn't include Embrace in my honorable mentions is because I wanted you to talk about it in yours. Like, it's definitely, it's in
there.
I
was going
to
talk about
it. I knew, yeah.
You knew it.
Spoiler alert. But it was, I'm going to look up like right now, you know,
okay,
just everything. So, pink pepper, cardamom, coffee, berry, labdanum, guaiac wood, patchouli, and a range of musks. Yeah, it's so good. It's really, really nice.
And you did touch upon something where usually I would have included myself in that group of people who like, oh, musks, because I kind of think of most of the old school pharmacy aftershaves, because, you know, like not Brut specifically, but like even like, you know, Brut, Old Spice,
Stetson.
Yeah, like
Stetson comes to mind for sure.
English Leather, like you know, some old school scents, like that is one style of musk and totally valid. It gives people the members the member berries from South Park. Mm-hmm. It's a throwback. It's nostalgic. Is what I'm trying to say. And this is something much more modern. What's going on with musk? It's a very amped up and different take on Bear Stearns Man's Paganini's Violin, which members of our Discord will straight up say is too light and pretty much unscented, and I wholeheartedly disagree. But I do think it's in that realm of scents, because that's another one that plays with different musk notes and playing with like tea and like freshly showered skin, I believe was one that was described. I put those two in the same family.
It's interesting. Like it's not what I think of, but I get it. I think it's one of those things that's just really hard to describe with words, right?
Yeah.
Because when you do use it, I mean, because musky is not the word I would use to describe it, you know. Like it's a rich, like almost like a dry fruit, you know, like with the berry notes, right? The coffee, it tones it down a little bit, you know. But I do think that I think when people do smell it, they're gonna be like, oh, what's that one thing that I smell in there that I can't really put my finger on?
Yeah. And yeah,
that's where the musky notes come into play.
I had picked up the splash because I previously had the soap and the balm. So for those who are just listening to the audio version, I leaned over and grabbed this. That berry note, it's a really realistic berry too. It is at the forefront, and I think it's very pleasant. And then all these other things, because Gerard listed off the notes, like guaiac wood or coffee, yeah, you kind of get some of those other things. They start emerging, and it's one of those things where it definitely takes you on a journey during the shave, and even if you use a splash or balm, the whole thing that we call the dry down, you know, as the scent morphs and takes you to different places. I think I definitely appreciate wet shaving scents that do that. All right, now for the other side of the software coin, we're going to talk about the best shave soap base of 2021. And I'll share mine first, Gerard. For this one, I have to go with Ariana and Evans. I think any of the Kaizen bases or the vegan shaving butter are very excellent. I would not hesitate to steer anyone that way and find the scent that you like and give it a go. I think it's for what I like in the lather. It's easy to work with, nice, dense, creamy, great post-shave, slickness, all that good stuff. So plenty, though. I know we should go honorable mentions first, but there are so many good shave soaps, ones that we've mentioned in other categories, House of Mammoth, Zingari Man, Declaration, Barrister and Man. They're all excellent, but I you know, there can only be one, so I'm going with A&D. How about you?
Nice. I don't think this was the base wars that was maybe 2019 at all. I think people are I don't know, maybe they're okay with, you know, the products, because just off the get-go, stuff is really good across the boards, you know. And this is something that I've often repeated, you know, that you can get excellent shaves with almost anything on the market, with practically anything on the market, and especially if it's an artisan product. It's pretty good no matter what. Now, with that said, where I live here in California, we have garbage water. So I'm going to just say, you know, does that affect, you know, maybe how I lather? Probably, but at least it affects everyone no matter what. honorable mentions as far as like soap bases go, just some personal, you know, as far as personal favorites, you'd mentioned the A&E shaving butter. It's a vegan shaving butter. It's mm-hmm. really, really good, really excellent. That's probably one of the few things that I actually do scoop, because the bowl is, or the tub is, it's a bit on the smaller side. It's yeah. a bit on the narrow side. So, it's not really befit to, load from the tub there. I also like Southern Witchcraft's base, really excellent vegan base as well. But, you know, as far as soap bases go, something snuck in at the end of the year. And I mean, it probably helps that it's, you know, two of my favorite scents, you know, in all of wet shaving, but I'm going to go with Barrister and Man Omnibus. And I got Omnibus, I got Vespers and Nordost, the new Nordost, in Omnibus, and they're both so good. Again, really easy to lather. I think, you know, like Will had said, that it's basically everything's going to be in this soap base from now on, and he's not going to change anything for now, for forever, you know, like
until he's not gonna change anything.
I hope
until he changes something.
It's really good. It's really excellent. Both of those scents are they're old scents, but you know, we haven't seen Vespers in a couple of years. We haven't mm-hmm. seen Nordost in about the same thing. There was like there were talks that it wouldn't come back because there was a note that was no longer being produced. And so I think Will found a suitable replacement, mm-hmm. and they're both really excellent. And so, there's so many good soap bases out there. I know that I think some people have been asking, because you came out with your video about your soap bases and whatnot. And I have not, I'm sorry that I've just put like zero effort into it. 'Cause like I said, like, I feel like so many people, you know, so much stuff is really, really good. It's, you know, like you are to, for it, you know, it's fun, you know, to like, you know, kind of like tier them and everything. But like, we're really nitpicking, you know, when it comes to it, like, 'cause all of these products are so, so good. But yeah, Barrister and Man, Omnibus.
And you touched upon this. I think we should do a tier list episode, since again that idea was conceived on, you know, on the podcast.
Maybe I'll do it. I'll do it for the episode when we get to it.
Well, it's one of those things where I think it can change too. It's fluid, right?
Definitely.
It's ranking it, but acknowledging like we're split. You know, a lot of times we're splitting hairs. I know some people when they made their list, they even ranked it within like, you know, the S tier within the A tier. They were actually putting in order. I'd have a hard time with that. I just like sorting them out in the different tiers, and I kind of call it a day after that. But I think that could be fun. Maybe we can bring on a friend or two of the show and make it a thing. So something to look forward to. All right, so that brings us to our final category, and that is Best New Artisan of 2021. Gerard, would you mind sharing your choice?
So I'm going to preface this. There are a few new artisans that have come out in 2021. And I have used only one. So it's kind of a default answer, for me. But I have good things to say about this. So the honorable mentions, you know, like stuff that has come out. John, you had mentioned Vault Grooming out of Germany. Like, I just hear excellent things about them. And so I am, you know, I'm probably going to try to, you know, either snag a brush or borrow one just to, you know, just to experience it. I'm sure that it's going to be, you know, really good. It also mentioned Luther Grooming, who was on the podcast as well. Haven't had a chance to try them. So, and I think it's just a matter of it. I'll probably get to it this year, and who knows? Like in a year, we'll probably go different. But with all that said, I'm trying to think of anyone else. Forgive me, you know, if I haven't mentioned you, probably leave it in the comments, you know, and stuff like that. And I'll probably smack myself if I actually have used it. But my hoggy by default, you know, for this is going to be the Blut Razor, you know, from Switzerland, Swiss made, really, really beautiful, beautiful razor. I got a chance to try actually a pre-production model, in the original three base plates, I think 6.7, 8.6, 8.4, and a 0.99. Mm-hmm. And, for me, I thought the 0.99 was just like world-class, excellent shave. And from what I understand, is that there were some tweaks made and it's even better because they offer as well, besides, you know, the 0.99, they also now offer a 1.20 blade gap. Mm-hmm. Base plate as well. So if you just want a, you know, really excellent, you know, excellent blade clamping, very, very efficient, very smooth shave, stainless steel, it's an excellent razor by any metric. It is not a cheap razor. You know, but it's definitely one of those buy it for life type purchases that I don't think if you find the base plate that's for you, you can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful razor. So, yeah, awesome. Well, my choice for Best New Artisan, a lot of my choices for this year's, the first and only Lather Talk Awards has been very software heavy. I think that's, you know, kind of as far as my exploration of the hobby goes. I cover a lot of that. So my Hoggy Award goes out to Lothar Grooming. And I think they're just knocking it out of the park. Came out of the gate strong. I enjoyed the actual soap The soap base itself, it's top notch. The scents, the scents are a mix of original and inspired by scents, and I think it's a really nice, like, if you just look within Lothar Grooming, I think it's a great variety of different scents so that someone new to it will find something that they like. And I feel like they also have a pretty, from what they've have teased and previewed what's coming out, like, it's going to be probably one or two new scents every season. For me, at least, very easy choice for best new artisan. Jared had also called this category, like, you know, rookie of the year, and I think both Blute and Lothar, yeah, European, but you know, on top of that, are very deserving of these awards,
along with Vald, who we had also mentioned.
That's right. We're trying to spread our love internationally, because I mean, there's tons of American artisans as well, which we definitely acknowledge and often speak to for the show.
Antarctica, where you at?
Yeah. So,
penguin grooming.
I guess you can let someone have that, because that doesn't sound too bad. That's not the most ridiculous thing I've seen, penguin grooming. All right. So I think that concludes our, first annual Lather Talk Awards. So congratulations to all the brands, artisans, and whatnot that we gave a shout out. Again, we're just trying to accentuate the positive. If we didn't mention you, please don't take that as a slight. We know between Gerard and I, there's still a lot of stuff that we haven't tried or really done a deep dive on. But at the very least, we can share with you, our listeners, some of our favorites from this past year. And that's a wrap on the first annual Lather Talk Awards show. Thank you guys so much for checking out this episode. You can find all the social media links for myself and Gerard in the show notes. If you have the means and would like to support the show, please go check out the Lather Talk Patreon page and become a patron. You'll get access to bonus content, behind-the-scenes footage, and other benefits. Just go to www.patreon.com/lathertalk. Again, the link is www.patreon.com/lathertalk. Some other ways to support the show include leaving us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We hope you'll join us on the next episode, where we will be joined by our guest Daniel Jancy, CEO and founder of Henson Shaving. Take care, and we hope to see you then.